Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y, T-I-L-L-M-A-N, date of birth 6-7-1990. Date of service is 2-26-2024. The patient Cecily Tillman is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 10-18-2022. Here she was a restaurant driver and was involved in a rear-ending accident. And then she also hit a car in front. In all, there was a three-car accident, leading to her injury to the neck, and headaches were there in the front, back, and right temple, which have continued so far. Few symptoms of TBI, like ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision have continued. She was also working in a new job when she was fired from that. She couldn't maintain the job. Okay, you eat. Thank you. Very good.
You're supposed to be quick today. There is a timer on it.
No problem. Patient continued to have pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 8, with weakness of the right arm and radiation of pain to the right arm and right leg in the medial part of the leg, as numbness, tingling affecting that big toe and second and third finger. She had difficulty time in walking and sleeping initially. She has been undergoing multi-specialty care, including psychiatrists, neurologists, neuropsych, spine surgeons, neurosurgeons. She is found to have a sacroiliac joint involvement. Currently, her usual complaints are ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, the right SI joint, ongoing headaches, and she is undergoing psychiatric evaluation, neuropsych evaluation. She has been doing physical therapy 2 times per week, and she's also doing chiropractic and a massage and a compounding cream, lidocaine gel, and also Celebrex, Neurontin, and Zoloft. And for pain, she is taking low dose of Percocet and some Xanax for her anxiety and panic. She also is being considered for a spinal cord stimulation device that has been advised to her today in detail, and we listed in the plan of care. She has a caseworker who are organizing her issues. She marked her pain level in the lower back and the neck area to the tune of 9. Headaches are also 9. She reports that she does observe 90% to 100% relief in pain. However, when she went to the work, she was fired after 2-3 days. And her ADLs are 9. And system review and ADLs, as well as further additional history and the substance abuse and compliance history, can be found from the chart. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 146/91, pulse is 90, and the rest of the exam is going to be the same from previous visit, that is dated 2-6. Date of service is actually 3-6-2024. It was spelled normally, wrongly. The date of service The date of service is 2-27-2024. Forgive me. She was last seen on 2-26, and now she's being seen in 2-27. And please change the date of service for this visit, 2-27. The physical examination is the same as the one on 2-6-2024, dictation number 0206-083. And diagnosis are the same. Plan is, the patient will continue seeing Dr. Mohan for possible sacroiliac joint fixation. She already had has been seen by Dr. Mohan for rest of the exam in consideration of spinal cord stimulation device. I spent almost 15-20 minutes in explaining the benefits of spinal cord stimulation device to relieve her pain without surgery. She's going to investigate herself from her sources like Google and then get back Dr. Mohan, and her will be put across. And her chest pain, pleurisy, and other minor issues have all resolved. Ongoing pain in the right sacroiliac joint is the major issue for her. Her headaches have continued, but now she's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Horseman, and I would leave it up to him to fix it. She's been provided with the medications that are as follows. She's being provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day for the headaches. Zoloft, 50 milligram twice a day is being provided, as well as Percocet being provided to her. Percocet is 5 milligram, 325, once a day, PRN, 30 tablets for just occasional pain relief. She's been provided with lidocaine cream, 5% used topically at the right sacroiliac joint. She's been referred to Dr. Redden and Dr. Mohan for further care for the management of the spinal pain. Physical therapy is continuing at her request. She'll continue 2 times per week for neck and the lower back with traction and massage. She remains disabled for 7 hours, 6 days, light duty job, 0 lifting. Other than that, the treatment continues the same. And when neurosurgery decides to do the surgery for sacroiliac joint fixation and or spinal cord stimulation device, will be perfect with us. Thank you.